But through all of this, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan is still successful. Is that right? Right? So the thing that we have to understand, and I'm closing out with this. I know y'all ready to go. That the enemy developed a plan called COINTELPRO, which means the counterintelligence program, which they used to destroy all the black organizations in the 60s, including the Nation of Islam. And they had four objectives of COINTELPRO. Objective number one was they wanted to prevent the rise of a black messiah. Notice they used the word messiah, right? Because J. Edgar Hoover was a Shriner. Did y'all know that? If you didn't, now you know. Shriners read this book. See, when you're a Mason, when you go from the first degree to the 31st degree, you only read out of the Bible. When you get to the 32nd degree of Masonry, they introduce you to the Holy Quran. If you go to the Masonic Lodge, the white ones, the Scottish Rite and New York Rite, on the podium, they have a Bible and a Holy Quran. Y'all understand? Is that right, Brother Marcus? So now, J. Edgar Hoover was a Shriner, and he read this book. So he knew the exact language to use. You understand? So he said that he wanted to prevent the rise of a black messiah that could unify and electrify the black movement. Now, that was their first fear. I want you to look at the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. He's the only black leader in America and the world that has the ability to unify all of the civil rights organizations, all of the black groups, for one goal, right or wrong. We call that the Millions More Movement, but the only one that has that unifying message is the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. Y'all got that? He said, all praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. He said that, or not he, meaning J. Edgar Hoover, said that they wanted to prevent any black nationalist group from gaining respectability in the society. The most respected leader, black leader, in America and the world is who? The Honorable Louis Farrakhan, is that right? Most respected, hands down, most popular, hands down. I know y'all think T.D. Jakes is popular, and he is. He's not more popular than the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. You understand? I know y'all think Creflo Dollar is popular, and he is. He's not more popular than the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. I know you think that Al Sharpton is popular and Jesse Jackson, and they are. And I'm not saying this to take anything away from them, but all I'm saying is this, that God has made the Honorable Louis Farrakhan the most popular black leader, not just in America, but in the world. Do y'all know who the most famous Muslim in the world is? All praise is due to Allah. The most famous Muslim on the planet Earth is the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. When you think about Islam in America, who do you think about? The Arabs? Or as you say, Arabs? No! You think about who? The Honorable Louis Farrakhan, is that right? So now, another fear that the enemy had was that they did not want the black nationalist organizations or groups to connect with the young people. Because they understood that if the black nationalist groups connected with young people, then there would be no end to those groups. Y'all got me? Because the young people are the future of anything. So now, if you go to the NAACP today, it's nothing but old people, right? SCLC, old people. Black organizations, it's mainly what? Old people. But the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, when the rappers have beef, who do they call? They call Honorable Louis Farrakhan, is that right? When they want a dispute settled in the hip-hop community, they call who? They call the peacemaker, is that right? They call the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. The only leader that the young people respect is the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. The enemy never wanted that, because in the 60s, all of these organizations were run by young people, made up of young people, right? You go to the young people today, talk to them on the block, and ask them, do they care anything about Martin Luther King? And they'll tell you, yeah, I'm kidding about no Martin Luther the King, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be the king of the block. You know, that's what I'm talking about, being the king of the block, you know, slanging. Go talk to them. They don't care about no civil rights. What is a civil right? Rosa Parks? Who is that? She was just tired, that's all. That's what they'll tell you. So now, but this man is connected with the youth. Is that right? Then the enemy, and I'm closing, issued what he called National Security Memorandum number 46. You can look all of this up. In National Security Memorandum number 46, he said, and this is under Jimmy Carter, because you all think that Democrats don't do things to black people when they do the same thing, right? You know? Jimmy Carter issued National Security Memorandum number 46, where he said that no American black leader should connect with black people in Africa. That they wanted to prevent any business dealings, any kind of connection between blacks in America and blacks in Africa. Y'all got that? So now, look at the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. When they decided to start the African Union, which is the union of all of the countries in Africa, into one united body, there was only one leader from America that was called to be a part of the African Union. And that leader was the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. All praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. So now, I'm ending with this.